I got a lot to catch up on. Some of these
in my heart for Texas,
Texas topics. As we said, Powerball. Texas, we had one $2 million winner reported in the state of Texas.
Powerball!
But no grand prize winner across the nation. So Saturday, $1.7 billion. And we are, quote, winning as a city. Here in Cowtown, list of the safest cities in the United States came out. And Texas, especially North Texas, did quite well. So this new study ranks Fort Worth proper as the third safest city in America.
Number three!
How about that? Arlington came in at number seven. Now, for the rest of not just Dallas, who was far down the list, also Houston, Austin, San Antonio, much further down the list than both Fort Worth at three, Arlington at seven. The rankings based on the per capita data, with all the metrics including crime, car accidents, deaths, etc., etc. So Fort Worth came in number three, just below, and they got to get this because just per capita, because there's so many people. L.A. came in at number two, and we just edged out Omaha, Nebraska. So there you go, which nothing happens there. So here we are, broadcasting live from downtown Fort Worth, the third safest city. Hey, this show, safe and fun for the whole family.
Oh,
I know, right?
Wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and Dallas going to try to get a little higher on that list. Over on the Dallas side, they're in a, quote, bit of a crisis as the Dallas County Jail has reached 100% capacity for the first time in almost 20 years. So, number of inmates, they can't put any more in at this point. They're trying to get courts to speed up the process a little bit, which is always kind of scary. And they're going to have to, for those they do arrest and need to put somewhere, pay other jails around the area to house the criminals. So, or just let them go. That also was said. That's interesting. So if you're going to be bad on the Dallas side, which is kind of always our policy anyway. Also, a list came out for the deadliest roads in Texas. And believe it or not, the deadliest road in North Texas is in South Fort Worth, and that would be McCart Avenue. Now, McCart Avenue starts a little bit just south of the hospital district, I would say, and then goes all the way down to Crowley. McCart Avenue. It is recorded 10 fatal crashes, 11 deaths over the 3.02 miles. So that's 16th nationally, too, with 3.3 crashes per mile on McCart Avenue. By the way, bad time to bring it up, but we will be on McCart Avenue tomorrow for our Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Right there at McCart 920 at Mr. Gaddy's. Please be careful, okay? And we'll make sure the wait times are small because another list came out. This is a study of researchers that analyzed Google reviews for over 22,000 restaurants, 500 cities, to find which state had the longest wait times for restaurants in the U.S. Texas, we're up there. Top five. Number five.
Number five.
For the longest waits in a waiting room for the restaurants. Like 60% of that has got to be the parking lot there at Texas Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
There's people there right now. They're infesting, they're invading, and because of all the rain that is perpetually just coming, it's been a rainy summer by comparison. We're getting a lot of bugs, and their staying power is strong, and that includes the scorpion, as North Texas and residents and pest controllers are reporting a scorpion surge throughout North Texas. Yes, they do call this area home, and they are now calling a lot of your homes as well. So about that safest city thing, I think we may have slipped. This is wild. United Way of Dallas is turning 100. Normally, congratulations, but not a thing for us. Except Saturday, November 15th, United Way of Dallas is going to celebrate their 100 years at Fair Park with a concert that will be headlined by Janet Jackson and Blake Shelton. That is an interesting co-headlining bill. Okay. So they haven't announced tickets or how that's going to work out or anything, but United Way, it brings out the best in all of us. And it brings a very interesting concert there. That'll be two crowds. Oh, and in cat news.
Meow, meow.
Yeah, it was really sad to see this. Bowser, if you're out there in the White Settlement area and if you've ever went to the library, in the past 15 years, well, you've gotten to meet probably Bowser. That was the beloved library cat out there in White Settlement. They announced the library there that he has passed away due to natural causes at the age of 15. 1 month shy of his 16th birthday was Bowser. They released that information on a Facebook post. They adopted it back in 2010 at the age of one. And the library staff just hung around. And he liked to ride the book return cart. He would watch bird videos. He would join people at the craft club. And he sat in on so many GED classes, they say. They actually awarded him with an honorary GED. So, Bowser, that's a life well lived there, buddy. The city says a memorial. The city council at one point tried to get him out of there, by the way. But they fended that off. Bowser stayed, but passing away, they say a memorial will be held and encourage donations to a pet food charity in his honor. And also in other cat news.
Meow.
Hats off to the Burleson Police Department. It's a very cool story, all right? So, Burleson PD recently saved a kitten there from a storm drain. The kitten, bathed, cared for by officers that fished him out of there. And they named him Stormy, appropriately. And now Stormy is officially an honorary member of the Burleson Police Department and what they call the first ever Cat 9 officer. See what they did there?
Meow.
So they're asking for donations to the Burleson Animal Shelter in lieu of gifts for Stormy.
So Stormy.
It is Cowboys kickoff day. That's the other big Texas story. And we have Cowboy Jerry coming up 7:47.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.